It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome to this week's episode of Steelers Touch Down Under. I'm Matty Peverell, joined as always by my co-host, Mike Davison. How are you doing, mate?
Well, not always. Sometimes I miss it, mate. What are you talking about? Sometimes I'm here, sometimes away, sometimes you're away. But no, most times we are together on Touchdown Under.
To be fair.
Well, you can't miss any news now. There's a lot going on. We just have the schedule, the mini camps. Kenny Pickett's out there wearing number 8. Kenny two gloves. You know, there's a lot going on, mate.
Man, not on. Two gloves for me anymore. I saw something on Twitter yesterday about the two glove thug. I friggin' love that. That's what I'm calling it now.
Two glove thug.
Yeah.
Well, why does he wear two gloves? Is that even a thing?
I don't know. I don't even care, to be honest. I think it's so overblown.
Yeah, I don't really care either. I'm just.
Joel, I don't get right. I don't get this part, Mark. And I get like the ball is not thrown as far. You and I come from a country where, like, there's two rugby sports, right? And AFL, or Aussie rules football. The ball is bigger in both rugbies. Do we ever hear anyone talk about hand size? Ever? I can throw a rugby ball across a field, which is like, I don't know, whatever, it's 30, 40 meters wide, right? How many yards is that? 50 yards. Are you telling me, like, and I've got, like, I think it's just over the 8-inch hands. If Kenny Pickett has been able to throw at college and like at the ACC level, he can throw in the NFL. Look, I don't want to hear ever about the gloves and small hands.
So where did it start? Did it start with Joey Burrow, didn't it? Is that right?
No, before that, there was all the stuff about Kyler Murray. There was stuff in the draft, Lamar Jackson's draft. There was someone that had a hand size issue. I think Baker had one. Like, I remember getting really big about 7 years ago, I think it was.
How different is the comparison of a college football to an NFL football? Because
NFL ball's bigger, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, so it's a little bit bigger.
A little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't overly matter.
I used to know. I'm having a mental blank on that one.
In rugby, yeah, you never hear that. You talk about the player's skill level, not their hand size.
Rhino Tool, do we ever hear about kickers having small feet?
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah. Look, I'm not going to get too much into it, but basically,
I was doing that with KT Smith on the BTC Slack during the draft, and Dave. I think Dave Stroper was on there maybe at that point. But we were talking about it, and I said, there's also a difference. You can have a hand size, right? But some people have longer fingers. Some people have deeper palms. Like, I've got quite deep palms in compared to my fingers. I've got long fingers, but I've got a deep palm. So that made basketball really quite easy for me because I could grip the ball and I could shoot the ball and it was really stable quite well with one hand. But like, I don't know. I'm so sick of hearing about the small hands.
This, what I'm holding now, is actually a leader. Can you believe that?
Really?
That's a leader. What I'm holding now is a leader.
I can't believe that.
Oh, wait, is that, so did I stuff that joke up? No, I probably did.
Well, I don't, it depends how many Americans know about a leader. But let's roll in because we've got a big show planned. You know, rookie mini camp right now happened overnight for you and I. I woke up, I've watched 3 interviews with Pickens, Haywood, and Pickett. You know, I think this mini camps, it's like, we don't really know. Like, they're going to get all, like, from what I've seen, they get interviewed, right? They say all the standard stuff. We don't really know till down the track how important this is, but it's all about acclimatization. And like, it would be so much bigger if Kenny Pickett didn't go to Pitt, but because he did, like, I think this is a bigger deal for guys like the UDFAs and that. But all I can, like, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on that as well, because I think it's overblown. But man, can I just say how much I love George Pickens? Like, even his interview, like, he's so much more focused than people give credit. He is going to be a gun for the Steelers team.
He's pretty passionate. I saw it too. He's pretty passionate, talking about the team, and all the young fellas are like this. This also is they're getting in front of the media maybe for the first time too. I saw a picture of, like, there was about 11, 12 reporters around Kenny Pickett in the field, and they're all like all over him, right? Because he's the best news. And even on the Steelers, I think YouTube channel, like, that has like the most views because it is Kenny Pickett. But it's all new to them, really, unless they did like media stuff in college. Overall, it's new to the player. But Kenny Pickett is quite not Kenny Pickett. I'm getting them mixed up. George Pickens is quite fiery. I'm super keen to see what he can do. Now, I did have an issue before, like with the college days and what he was doing about, you know, maybe being a bit too egotistical and the water bottle stuff, but that will pass. And once I see him in training camp, getting the reps and start to play on the field, and I think this offense needs that physicality because we're going to miss it with Juju, and he's probably going to be the most physical receiver out of all of them when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I just think he's focused. I think the grunt, I don't care about the water bottle stuff. You know, I want someone that's going to go punch another guy in the mouth. Now, obviously, I don't want to get ejected, but like, I want an old school spiller. I want someone that's going to like go in there and like, you know, make me. But I think he's more focused than that. Like, I thought that from basically the interview that he did. Like, he's done a few of them, but I sort of think, yeah, I just like him. I think he's a lot more focused than you realize. I don't think he's letting the things get to him. Like, they asked him, oh, how are you feeling a year after the ACL? And he was like, I'm fine. Like, they're like, what do you know about Calvin Austin? Can you guys be a great 10 for what? It's like, he's a great guy. Like, yeah, why not? Like, I just, it goes back to that stuff. Like, everyone talks about Steelers and character the last few years and drafting on character. And yet so many teams apparently passed on Pickens because of the industry injury and character. I think he's a good character. I just think he's got a bit of edge to him.
Yeah, he definitely does. But he's not going to say, oh, I feel terrible. Like, he's not going to, you know, paint the
picture. Yeah, but he could say, like, I'm still working it through. I've got an adjustment. It's good to test it out, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I'm excited to see. I think it goes for, like, 3 days, right, over the mini camp now, today. And it is funny, though, because Kenny Pickett, you know, living in Pittsburgh, is just, like, going down to the, you know, the Oval again and hanging out with his mates. But there's something where if he's going to be starter, I don't know. It's interesting for all these fellas to get a chance because we're in the spot now where players are getting cut, getting re-signed, and they have a chance to make the roster. And they're signing. I think Pickens signed the four year deal was like a mega deal. Actually, I don't know. Actually, you might know more than I do, but I don't know how these deals work and if you can offer rookies more money than other players or other rookies. But it's interesting to see what will happen with these Steeler rookies because these are the guys that will be the future. Going from 2022 to 2025, and yeah, I'm keen to see some physical football when Pickens lines up against, you know, Ravens cornerbacks.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on with my camera. I'm just hitting a reset. Can you hear me though?
Yeah, I can hear you. I just see Brian Anthony, and I can see this. Yeah, it's right down now. You can lift your camera up.
No. It's playing with my hub, my media hub. I don't know what's.
All right, are you on audio there? Okay, guys, we're going to turn this into a solo show while Matty is checking in and out of his computer. Now, we were talking about the mini camp, so it is pretty exciting to me to see these players, rookie gents. Yeah, this is the point where, like, I've been watching, and a lot of Steeler fans have been watching. Steeler fans have been watching Big Ben, the era. That's now gone. And now we can start to get on the Kenny Pickett train and the Mitchell Trubisky train. Are you there, Matty?
I'm back. I don't know. I've got a very, very, very sensitive cord that plugs my laptop into my media hub, which has got cameras and screens and speakers and microphones and all the rest of it. And I bumped it slightly trying to type, trying to find out. Someone in the live chat asked about Kyle Pickens. So I was looking at that.
All I saw was Brian Anthony Davis's face.
I know. And I don't know why that comes up. I think it's a default account for StreamYard, but everyone had a big joke about that 2 weeks ago. But yeah. I think when we were talking about Pickens there, I think you asked me a question of, like, sort of how good can he be, or, you know, what, like, that edge and stuff like that. I just find it really interesting to see how the Steelers are going to use him. And, you know, there's in the live chat, there's comparisons to, like, AJ Green. I think Pickens is going to be his whole different beast. I just think he's going to be a whole different beast.
Well, we just need someone that can be more physical. I think in the AFC North right now, this is a really hard division, like really tough football in the AFC North. And we know how we play, and it's only getting harder with the additions that the Ravens got on defense, right? And the Bengals, they are. I know. As much as I hate them, but they are young and angry. So we'll see what Pickens can bring, because the Steelers need to reclaim the North. That's what we need to do. We have to. We have to go
out
there and start winning.
Did you see how long his neck was?
Who's that? Pickens.
Yeah, I didn't take that. That's one thing I'll say about him. You know, we talk about a helmet catch. The guy's got enough neck. He could catch the ball like that, man. Like
catch on his neck like this.
It's not so good for the audio side. Mark and I are like cocking our heads to one side, but that's like that's classic. I've got to bring this up, Ryan O'Toole. Best Aussie accent I've ever heard coming out of Bad's face.
Yeah, true. We actually haven't had Bad on the podcast in a long time. We need to get him back, because it was fun to sling the slang with Bad and get his.
And happy birthday to his daughter as well. You know, she had a birthday.
Yeah, well, mate, happy birthday to yourself and Tony. I think you're both the same age, aren't you?
Everyone keeps making that joke just because I'm frigging. No,
I'm saying that you and Tony are like 30 odd.
Yeah.
There's a trio. There's a trio. If we ever go to Pittsburgh, it's myself, you, and Tony. We'll scrap the rest. Us three will go out, have some tinnies, get out there, get on the town. You know,
well, I think we're the only three left that still. I think we're the only three left that drink at BTSC.
yeah, that's what we. I think Bad would be fun, but I think he'd get us in trouble somehow. And he only drinks soda. You know, like it's still good. It's still good. He'd be like, "Do you want to climb Heinz Field? I know a way in." Like, how? I know a secret entrance.
I want to get to the record. We're going to run through that. Now, look, the thing is, Mark and I love doing the record shows. And we, as everyone knows, it's the long-time listener to BTSE. And if you're not, this is how we do it. We always do it after the schedule's released. We do it right before before the season starts. It's perfect in that bye week. And then we do it midway through and we look back and we sort of say, where do we think they're going to from here? So Mark and I, like, we actually do really enjoy this. That's George Teston. I've been distracted by live chat today. Should Photoshop a boomerang clobbering Bad in that pic? That's great.
We can do that.
For the audio listeners, if there's an issue with our cameras, basically an image of Bat pops up in front of our face and it's all like kind of pixelated and blurry and stretched. It's really good. Going back to the record.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, go, Mark.
I was going to say, is that just for our show or is that for the whole of
BTSC? No, it's for all the BTSC. I've seen.
All right. No, I'm excited to talk about
it. It's like the Overlord, like, coming through.
Yeah, he's like watching us from afar.
That's it. He's always here no matter what. But yeah, Sean Manahan brings it up. you know, you guys hear the preview guys do this. Jeff will be always 17-0. Dave will give you, well, they're playing this week and they didn't do well in that week and what have you. Bad will just, you know, give his impression and it's great. Mark and I kind of take a bit of a funny approach to this. Now, last season, I predicted twice that we would lose to the Bengals twice. And Mark was shocked. And it happened. But I did it. I said it all the way through. So I predicted, you know, I actually talked about them losing the Vikings game. I think we somehow, the guys talked about it on the preview last year with the schedule, but they didn't talk to, like, I remember it not being like the same predictions or, you know, I remember being the first one to actually say, you know, the Vikings lose, or I said it and I haven't listened to that show or whatever it was, but I said they'd lose a game against the Vikings as well, by a couple of points. I remember, like, you can go back, the receipts are there. But I want to answer this year, but Jeff did something really cool in the podcast, on the show with the preview this week, where he said he had Kenny Pickett entering week eight, right? And they were 8-0 or the ninth game. And it sent Bad and Dave into a massive chuckle. And I did think it was quite funny, but I did genuinely mean it. So when we go through the record, Mark, I want you to give your record. And then after it, I want you to tell me how many games Kenny Pickett played and when he entered into the season, right? So I want to run through the record, but I don't want to know when Kenny Pickett's playing, if he's playing at all, right? And then at the end, you can go back and we can tell, because we'll have the full number of the record, and then we'll be able to go, well, Kenny Pickett entered here, whereas I thought he entered there. How does that affect it?
So difficult. You want the record first, and then you record want to know, first. And then yeah. Kenny Pickett after.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Interesting. George Teston, just before we get into that, and then because I'm going to be not distracted. George Teston says, I don't think Connor keeps 83. Was interesting the way he was asked that question. If anyone's seen the press conference, and you can go watch it after Touchdown Under. But he was a bit funny about 83.
I got a theory on that, though. If he doesn't keep 83, because his answer was, well, they gave it to me. Now, what better way to spark interest as a media platform to give someone 83? So maybe he won't keep it. Maybe it's just all a ploy to go out and get eyes on the Steelers. And it worked. Well,
here's the funny thing. Wasn't Miles Jack 44 in Jacksonville? If that's the case, that's Derek Watt's number, right? So if Derek Watt got cut, right, and they moved Connor Haywood to fullback, Miles Jack could get 44, and that would open up different numbers for Connor Haywood.
Does Miles Jack have a number yet, or he hasn't got a number yet?
No. I saw maybe 52 for him, but I can't remember what number. UG3 is 54, I think.
Okay, so he hasn't got a number yet. I didn't even think about that. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, I only thought about that as we're talking about it.
But it makes sense, though. Like, because he was asked, Haywood said, well, were you given 83? What does it mean? He said, well, it was given to me, right? So, and if I'm a Steelers media guy, I give him that number to create the news. Well, and that's what
you all do. Right. Well, I'll ask you this question. Would you be more comfortable giving out Heath Miller's number or more comfortable giving out Ryan Shazier's number?
You know what's funny? To answer your question in a side kind of way, what's going to happen in 40 years when all the numbers are taken? We have to give them out sometime. Like I know you can't give out 7. I know you can't give out me and Joe. And there's another guy, another retired number. I can't remember his name.
Ernie
Stotner. And you can't give out 43. At some point, you have to give out these numbers because there'd be none left.
But also, could you give out? I argued this a while back. Could you give out 43 on the offense, right? Like, just could you retire it for the defense, but could you do it for the off? You know what I mean? Like, because 43 running backs have that, right? Like,
I really don't know, because it comes to a point when the more the NFL keeps going on and on and on, the years and years and years. Then you can't retire every number. And there are some franchises out there that have retired about 12 numbers or 13 numbers. Like Cowboys have retired heaps of numbers. Exactly. You know? So I don't know. It's so funny how we attach everything to a number. Like you see 83 and you think Miller, but then, and they think, oh, there's the expectation of like Connor, oh, you got to fill his shoes. No, he doesn't. You just got to go out and be a foot. He said, he's going to go out there and play football. He was asked, will you play tight end, halfback, or fullback, or whatever? He said, I'm here to play football. And we turn that.
Well, look, some people in the live chat want us to get into the record. They don't care about numbers. We care about numbers. We care about what jersey we can wear. So, you know, it is what it is. All right, week 1, Cincinnati Bengals. September 11th, away to the Bengals, Super Bowl, you know, contenders last year. Like, I'm not surprised they're playing the Steelers week one. I don't know why that would everyone would ever think that would be our own game. The Bengals are in the Super Bowl last year. What do you think the Steelers are doing? Are they winning that game?
I actually think it hurts me to say, but I actually think right now they lose that game. I think it's a lot of I don't think our offense will be ready. Like, a brand new quarterback, new pieces on the O-line. We do have a good defense, but I think somehow, some way, it might be competitive, but I think we lose that game. I think we start off 0-1. I got that feeling.
I think we lose that game too, particularly if Kenny Pickett's not playing. I think it'll be close, and it will be, the Steelers will be in it, but the Bengals will pip him at the post at the end.
They're a good side. They made it to the Super Bowl, even though they are 0-3 in Super Bowls, which you have to bring up every single time. But they won three games in the playoffs. They won the division. They're a young, angry side at home. As much as we all hate them, it's going to be a very hard game for the Steelers to go. But there is no pressure on the Steelers to win like Bills last year, and they beat the Bills.
Yeah.
I think it's 50-50, but I think the Bengals win, if that makes sense.
And then next week they have the Patriots at home. I'm devastated. I was meant to be in the US for a conference on the 20th that got moved, so I would have been able to go to that game. I would have just gone a couple of days early. I'm so upset about that. Really, really not happy about that. Particularly like both, you know, we found out the Patriots the day after I found out that I wasn't going to be able to go. So I'm really, that's actually very raw with me right now. Patriots at home, the Steelers win this one, Mac Jones.
Oh, I think, man. So. If the Steelers go on to lose the Bengals, even if they win, I think they'll win at home. They do quite well out of the gate in week one. I think the fans will be crazy. I think 65,000 fans to cheer on the team. I think the defense will get up for this one. I don't think Mac Jones is a superstar. I don't think the Patriots team is as of old with Tom Brady coming in and taking over the house. And we had troubles with the Patriots for a very long time. I feel the Steelers go in and win.
Yeah. I just don't think that... I don't think that really... Mac Jones is not, you know, Tom Brady. And Tom Brady struggled to win at Heinz Field at times. And I just don't think that you're going to be able to go in there, Mac Jones, TJ Watt, you know, Minka Fitzpatrick, like Terrell Edmonds, Cam Haywood. You're not going in there and being that, particularly if it's Kenny Pickett's first home game, Najee Harris' first home game of the season for the second year. Like, no, that's not happening.
If everyone's healthy on week two at home, at the home opener, I'm sorry, yeah, the Steelers should have control of that game. And if they lose that one, I would be very shocked, to be honest.
Then they play the Browns Thursday night, and I know that because it's on Prime Video, September 22nd. It's like literally like a four and a half day turnaround kind of thing. What's happening there? Like, you know, this is kind of as well. Let's say Mason, there's an injury, right? Like, and let's say, you know, they don't, like, the injury to Trubisky, that, you know, they've rolled with Mason because they want to give Kenny Pickett up until the bye or a few weeks to get settled. This could be like Mason on a Thursday night at Browns repeat kind of thing. Wasn't the big issue game of Thursday night? Pretty sure it was.
Well, it was last year that, like, last year versus the Vikings when they lost, because it's a short turnaround. And I think the first two games are going to be tough physical football because the Patriots know how to win, right? I actually have the Browns winning this game. I think going into Cleveland will be pretty hard. Now, they're not the same Browns as they were last year. And a lot of, you know, Juju says the Browns are the Browns, but, and we don't know who's going to be the quarterback. They have a lot more troubles than we do. But for my record and how the record pans out, I actually have the Browns winning just because, and I don't want them to win, but just because the short turnaround, and even Jeff said it yesterday in the podcast, 3 games in 11 days, and this will be the third one. And after the physical football, I think I think they lose.
I think they're going to lose too. And usually I'd say, well, what about Deshaun Watson? It doesn't really matter. But the difference is here is you've got a situation where they've got Nick Chubb. You know, they've got that other bloke that we saw, his name's escaping me, Ernest or whatever his name was. And then you've got Kareem Hunt, if he can come back. They've got, so they did well with some of the tight ends in the draft. So for me, I'm just sitting there, I think there's a bit much for them to answer. So yeah, I see this as a loss there. And the other thing, and we'll get to when Kenny Pickett's coming in, but you're probably not, even this 3 games in 11 stretch, that now that the schedule's come out, I think there's even less chance that Kenny Pickett starts the season, you know, off. But anyway, we'll get into that when we finish the record. But yeah, I think that this is a loss. I'm chalking this one up as a loss too. All right, what about the Jets? Away at the Jets. Now, this is this is at home versus the Jets. Now, this is interesting because most people feel like the Jets won the draft, or, you know, at least top five draft class. They did, you know, they moved in. They had 3 first round draft picks. They drafted good guys. You know, Zach Wilson's apparently beefing up. I mean, I hope he doesn't beef up too much. He's going to look like a little nugget man. What do you think happens here, Jets at home?
Oh, I guess the easy answer is that we win. Right. But I think if the Steelers can take care of the Patriots at home, they should be easier to take care of the Jets with their quarterback situation. Zach Wilson, he's a second year player. You don't want to go into Heinz Field. Heinz Field is really tough to play. And with this defense going into their 4th week, and if my schedule is one, and if we are 1 win, 2 losses, I think the defense will be like, hey, what are we doing? Let's go out and sack the quarterback and start to make some. I can't see him. I can't see the Jets scoring many points. I really can't. Like, they're a really funny team.
I think the Jets are actually going to push the Steelers. I think this is going to be a tougher game than what most people give in credit, particularly that we're still coming off the back of that 3-game stretch. But I think they'll go out and win the game. So that has us both with a 2-2 record. All right, we'll try and pick up pace. All right, away to the Bills. Now that's a 1 p.m. game, but I think that is flexible. Yeah, I reckon they flex that game. I think that game gets flexed for sure, but that's just me. Do you think, and I think if it flexes, that's going to be really interesting because it's not going to be fully cold yet at the Bills, but it's not going to be obviously as good as having afternoon game. What do you think happens there away to the Bills?
I think overall, I think we lose that game going away. I think the first, 6, 7, 8 games are pretty tough. And I think we go into the Bills Stadium, and they're going to be very angry to what happened last year, because the whole world said the Bills were going to win week one, and the Steelers went and surprised. Now, I hope I'm surprised again. However, I do think the Bills take that game because they made it to the AFC Championship game. That's correct last year. Yeah, they made it all the way there. Yeah. They have a pretty good team, a good roster. They're crazy out that way. They know how to play some football. They're very physical as well. And it all depends if the Steelers are ready. In my opinion, depends if they're ready. Depends how the first 4 week goes. If we win 4 in a row, for sure, then Steelers got a good shot to win. But I think at this time, where are we in May? I think they lose.
I think they win. I always look at the schedule and there's like one game that I'm like, I'm going to pick something crazy to happen. And this is that game. Wow. I think the Steelers are going to become the Bills bogey team.
Right. Okay. I'm keen, man. It's so funny. People would be like, "Oh, what are you doing choosing to lose?" I want them to win every single time. I don't wear this just for show, you know.
yeah, exactly. And have all those pictures on the walls. We didn't volunteer podcasts for 2 years, to muck around.
Yeah. It's no fun if you choose 17-0. We might as well just turn it off and go home.
Well, it's not Madden.
You know? Hey? No, it's not Madden.
Back at everyone. Buccaneers at home. I'm chalking up a loss for this, particularly if Kenny Pickett is in for whatever reason. I just think Tom Brady continues to own Heinz Field. You know what? I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong.
I disagree with you. I think Tom Brady's done. I know he's the GOAT and he's like the best. I overall think I just don't know how he can escape these wins anymore. I got a feel in the defense if they've handled the other guys. The Jets and those guys and Mac Jones. I don't think Tom Brady can go in there and lay 35 on us like he normally does.
If you look at the schedule of teams we play, they probably have the best O-line there.
Fair enough.
That's going to be the hard thing. And the other thing is their defense is good. And I think it's their defense that's going to stop our offense. Our defense will keep us in it. But we'll get pipped at the post because their defense will be able to stop our offense.
I'm just kind of over this Tom Brady narrative that he keeps going there and winning. It needs to stop. He's like 44 years old. I don't care if he comes back for a year. He signed the $10 million deal with Fox. I think his time is done in Pittsburgh. I think we lay the smack down and it's finally take care of Tom Brady. I was actually like heartbroken that he's going to be on Fox and I have to watch him again for 10 more years. I've been following the NFL for 20 years and I got to see this loser Like, it's just amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. I can't stand Brady. He's so good, I can't stand him.
Well, we've got to pick up pace. We've got to pick up pace. We've got to finish. Right. We get in trouble from Bad. Bad's face will be real, not an image. Dolphins away in Miami. I don't know what to think of this Dolphins team. Like, they've either gotten a lot better or they're clutching at straws. I have the Steelers going and winning this. I just think the Steelers will start to kick into a mid-season groove.
If Brian Flores can do what he did to the Miami Dolphins did to the Ravens, we'll go out and win there. We'll confuse Tua and we'll win that game.
Our Eagles away.
What did I have this one? Let me think. Loss. I've got that. I've got us 4-4. I think we lose because the history, mate, they've always beat us. They've won 46 over us to 26. They have our number. They just some reason know how to beat us.
Devin Bush, 2 sacks, Jalen Hurts, Miles Jack, jacks him up. Yeah, this is payback time. George Pickens is going to run riot. Darius Slay is going to have to retire after the game. Now, the Steelers are going to go big or go home in this game. They know they've got the bye week. They can play physical football. They'll be battle-hardened by this stage. I have a win. Yeah, this is...
You're going to win for this one. That's great. 100%. We're opposite, but are we the same? Or are we the same number now, 4-4?
We are, yeah.
But we've chosen...
No, we're 5-3. We're 5-3.
Okay.
No, 4-4. I like.
Yeah. We're 4-4, but we've chosen the opposite stuff. That's great.
Actually, no. I'm 5-3.
Okay. So you're positive going.
I'm 5-3. That's where the difference is. Yeah. All right. Saints at home. Now, if this was away, I think they might struggle with this one. But Winston's gonna be all over the place if he's there. Like the Steelers are winning.
So I have a really weird stretch to get my number, but I've got a win here at home. I think coming out of the bye, I think the defense is on fire by this time. I think Mitchell Trubisky, or if it's Kenny Pickett playing, I think we know who our quarterback is from this point, and I think we win.
All right, Bengals at home.
Oh, easy dub.
This game for sure.
Easy dub. I'm sorry. I'm like, if we lose the first one, we cannot let the Bengals.
They can't flex it anyway because it's 8:20 Eastern. Yeah.
We can't let the Bengals win over us. If they win the first one, that's 4 in a row, then 5 in a row. We can't let it happen. I think we take care of them. And I think Joey Burrow in this game is not an issue. I really think if our defense is healthy and we have like the Miles Jack and those fellas get around and we play that 2008 style defense where we run to the football and play with passion, I think we win.
Nice. I take it as a win too. The defense at home is going to be roaring for that game. All right, they go 8 days later to the Colts. I don't know. This Colts team's an interesting one. It's like the Dolphins, but like the Colts have got a lot of pieces of the puzzle. Matt Ryan's getting a lot of chat up at the moment.
Yeah.
What do you think the Steelers go do at the Colts? Because that's not an easy place to play.
It's not, but we also have their number too. We've beaten, I think, the Colts, I think, eight or nine times in a Correct. Row. Matty Ryan, I think he's done. I think he's why are the Colts going in there and getting an old veteran quarterback?
No, but Matt Ryan, remember Matt Ryan's early years? He had running backs. He had a big wide receivers. It was when Julio Jones was starting out. You've got the same thing in Drake
London. Matt Ryan is a kind of quarterback that runs around crazy, does everything, goes through his progressions. His feet going nuts all over the shop, right? And then gets a pass for 25 yards. I don't think he's a winning quarterback anymore. Like, I know he's with the Falcons and they did him dirty down there, but I
prefer him than Trubisky. I know, like, it's different now. Really? We've got Pickett. Nah, yeah, I would have picked him over Trubisky.
Nah.
I didn't like was his cap number. Yeah, Matt Ryan can throw the football.
I think Matt Ryan
is... If Big Ben could win us the games we won last year, Matt Ryan, his arm is a lot better.
I reckon he's just so used to losing now and losing culture. I don't think he'll do anything over there with the Colts.
Well, do you want a fun fact? Did you say that we've beaten the Colts the last three times?
No, like eight or nine times, I think it is. Seven in a row.
Well, I will just say we are playing the Colts on the 28th.
What's that?
We are playing the Colts on November 28th.
That's gone over my head. What do you mean?
Falcons, 28-3.
Oh, you just... Look, exactly. Since I was there in Houston, man, he collapsed. Since 51, he's been bad. He's not a good quarterback anymore. He's not the old Matt Ryan of Falcons days. He's not good. telling you.
Well, speaking of the Falcons, that's where they go. That's where they go the next week. The two away game stretch. They go up to Atlanta, December 4th. The Falcons. What happens in that game, Marty D?
Well, it depends who's going to be their quarterback. Is it Ridder or is it who's the other bloke out there? Is it Marcus Mariota that way?
Yeah, it's Mariota.
I'm not worried about any of those two fellas either. I keep thinking of our defense. I think we have a much better defense than a lot of these quarterbacks can even. Because I try and think, can these quarterbacks go out there and pass for 3 touchdowns? I don't think they can. I really don't. So I think we win that game. I think Falcons are a horrible organization. They are just bad. Like they are like
tell every time us you, how you really feel.
Every time you see Arthur Blank on the sidelines, he's like, "Oh, we're up by 20 and we should have won." Yeah, you should have won. Like you're up by 25. Like it's just they're a bad organization, and the players know they're in a bad spot. I think we win that game.
All right, I think they win that game too.
Look at this.
I
just think the defense is trouble. Wes says we beat them up. I agree. I think we go out there and smack them.
Like, hopefully, and you know what? Hopefully. We'll get to pick it in a moment, but hopefully we can start running up some scores again because you and I feel very strongly about the need to run up scores. You put things on tape too that make other teams question. All right, then they have the Ravens at home after coming off a 2-game away stretch. They can't wait to play at Heinz Field. You know, Lamar's probably got a broken arm and a fractured tibia and all the rest of it by this stage of the game, or he's holding out still because he's hasn't figured out how to negotiate his own contract because maybe he should leave that stuff to the experts. But there's enough slights from me. Do they beat the Ravens at home?
Oh, definitely. I think they beat the Ravens. I don't really. I think we figured them out. I think at home again. I think for me, we are on a win streak of 5 wins if we win this one. So coming out of the bye, we had a rocky start at the start, 4-4. But coming out of the bye, you're going into playoff mode. And now we beat the Ravens at home. You can't afford to lose to the Ravens, I don't think, at this point in the season. If you lose here, it could be a bad effect for the rest of the games.
All right. I have them winning as well. I don't think they're going to be up for that game. Pat Freiermuth is going to go off 2 TDs. Panthers away. Now, I'm just going to go first. I have this as a loss. This is my Tomlin, the team he should have beat, loss. The Panthers will be imploding and somehow we'll lose this game. Christian McCaffrey will run riot or something like that. Like, it'll be a couple of interceptions or a pick six or a missed field goal. That we're going to somehow find a way to lose this game.
I reckon we're going to win 8-0. Cameron Hayward's going to carry Sam Darnold 4 times to the end zone for safeties and just win 8-0. I am so keen this year. Out of all the years, this does remind me of a really good defense. And please don't let me down, Steelers. Don't let me down.
The cornerback's an issue. I don't care what I don't care what anyone says.
It could be, but what I imagine for this defense to be is don't let me down because it's going to be fantastic to watch because these quarterbacks who are reversing aren't the best. And we have the 12th easiest schedule. But who are we versing? Sam Darnold, seeing ghosts? Is that the guy? He was the one, isn't he?
Surely it's going to be Baker. Surely.
Baker's not going over there.
Yeah, I reckon he is.
And I don't know who the other quarterback is for the Panthers, but the only guy I know on the offense is Christian McCaffrey, and he's always getting hurt. So by the time he might not even be there. So that we get a win easily.
That's right. Yeah, he might be traded by this stage. Okay. Then we play the Raiders at home. This could be one of the games of the season, really. Like, and slinging the rock and stuff like that. So, Christmas Eve, Mark's birthday, Christmas Day for us,
mate.
It's going to be awesome. Mate, I probably hope we're going to be opening a Pickens jersey, Christmas Day.
Sing some beers and watch Steelers on Christmas Day. I'm going to ignore my family 100%. I'm talking to them.
And then I heard that the post game show guys want to jump out. I think you and I should do the post game on Christmas Day.
If I'm not too busy with some other stuff going on, I could possibly come on the post game show. But
volunteered. I'm going to do the post game show.
You might be doing it by yourself in a Santa hat.
Fine. I think I could handle the post game live chat doing that. No worries.
Yeah, well, that's our Christmas. I actually had this game as a loss a few days ago. Now I think because of the Franco stuff, I think we get a win. I think we get that spirit of Pittsburgh. I think we win this game. Like, it's going to be a tough game, but I think we win.
All right, then they've got to go play the Ravens away.
Well, this one, actually, I've got them now. I've got them on a win streak.
Mate, I'm gonna mate, if they don't lose to the Bengals in week 11, I've got them on a 7-game win streak mid-season.
All right. I've got them winning here too. I just don't really trust the Ravens. I know they got better on defense and stuff like that. Lamar is meant to be one of the most mobile, best quarterbacks out there. But we seem to have their number right now. We seem to have their number. We beat them 4 times. We beat them 5 times. And if we are fighting for the AFC North, we are fighting for a playoff spot, this will be a win.
All right. What happens here with the Browns?
Same logic too. I think that if we're versing the Browns and we have to get into the playoffs, it's very similar to last year what happened with Big Ben and the roles were reversed. We beat the Browns and we beat the Ravens and we somehow got in because of the tie and the Raiders kicked the field goal. I think we beat the Browns.
This depends. If we have already made the playoffs and we're playing a second stringer, particularly if you, let's assume Kenny Pickett's already playing. If he's played more than 7 or 8 games, they're going to rest him for this 100%. They're not going to let him line up against Garrett and risk him, right? They're just not. Like, this is a good week to rest a rookie QB. And I know I'm usually a big fan of not resting people, but if he's played a certain number of games, you want to give him a bit of rest. But if he's coming in, he could really show out. So I think this is a little bit dependent. It is going to be a little bit dependent on whether that, so I'm going to chalk it up as a loss right now just because I think that they're going to be resting someone by this stage based on my record. So what are you calling, a win or a loss?
Win. So I've got them like, are we giving away our total?
So I've got my total and then your total is... Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So I've got you at, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I've got you at 13-4.
That's correct.
I'm 12-5. I'm really 50-50 about the Bengals in week 11, but I'm 12-5. That's genuinely how I feel.
Yeah, I had them 12-5 until I started thinking about the Raiders game with Franco Harris and that prime time game for Christmas Eve at Heinz Field. What more do you want? I went there for Christmas Day, and it was amazing. We won that game versus the Ravens. So I think we can win that game. Now, what does it all mean? Not too much. We're in May.
All right. When did you, with this record, have Kenny Pickett coming in?
All right. Can I give you two different analogies?
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance, right, that he may come into after week 9, depending how the Steelers play. If they go 4-4, he could come in after week 9 after the bye. Maybe even after the Saints game and play one at home against the Bengals. I don't know, right? The other theory is maybe he doesn't play at all. Trubisky plays that well and just plays the whole season. Possibility.
Well, it depends. They're going to rest. If Trubisky can make it through the whole season, right? And either way, it sticks by the prediction I made ages ago that no Steelers quarterback is playing every game this season.
That is true.
If Trubisky's healthy, they're not going to play him against the Browns, and he's doing well. I see there are a couple of windows here. Obviously, the bye window is the logical window, particularly it's halfway through the season. But I would find they would probably want to, unless Kenny Pickett really shows out, and I forgot who said it in one of that, might have been KT Smith, but one of the shows in the last 3 weeks, someone said, Kenny Pickett's going to have to really beat out Trubisky even more because he's going to have to prove that as a rookie that he can do more than what, Mason and Trubisky can, but particularly Trubisky. I don't think with 3 games in 11 weeks, you're playing Kenny Pickett, not with questions on the O-line still, not with, new wide receivers, not with like some key new players in deep. Like I don't see it right. You want to get it right. Brown. I love it. I wish.
Oh, yeah.
But I see the Jets and the Colts as the 2 games that could be big entry. But something in my head when I was predicting against the Buccaneers, something in my head, I've got this image of Kenny Pickett going up against the GOAT. And I really like the idea of that. I don't know. I just have it in my head. So maybe Trubisky gets injured in the Bills game. I don't know. I hope he doesn't. But I want to watch Trubisky versus the Bills. I think that could be really interesting.
You want to see Kenny Pickett versus Zach Wilson? Is that what you're talking about? The GOAT?
No. Against the Bucks. I've just got this image of... That joke went way over my head.
You know what? We're missing the point, too, is I would rather see a healthy talented Trubisky than I think over Kenny Pickett. We brought Kenny, Trubisky in for a reason, or is he a backup? Did we bring him to be backup?
They brought Trubisky in case they didn't get Pickett. That's what I fundamentally believe, and they got Kenny Pickett.
Maybe we'll do
it. If Kenny Pickett's not ready, he's not ready, and that's the major theme of this. You know, I said the Colts, right? If they lose against the Bengals, and by that stage, let's say they're 5-6, or 6-5, or even 4-7. After that Bengals game,
you know what though?
You've got to think about the Colts too. They're playing away at the Colts in an enclosed stadium. That makes it a lot more Kenny Pickett friendly. And then they go play the Falcons in an indoor stadium. That is Kenny Pickett friendly as well.
You say that he's not ready, right? So would he have to be? Is he trying to work out the NFL defenses? Is it that different to college?
It's doing snap counts. It's familiarity with the wide receivers. Because remember, if he's not the starting quarterback, he's not going to get Trubisky, as many though. Reps with the ones, right? Mm. And Trubisky's not going to get Wednesdays off like Big Ben did, right? So Kenny Pickett will need a certain number of time, and they can basically. If they can blood him for a quarter or, you know, a couple of sets here and there before the bye week, then the bye week they can work with Pickett particularly to install everything, and then he's ready to go.
Well, I just think, well, if you brought Trubisky in for a reason, I just don't want to see the fact that when the fans, if you bring in Pickett and he struggles, I know what happens with these Steelers fans. They instantly say he's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, he's up to it, but if he's mentally up to it, he'll do a Cam Hayward, Troy Polamalu, Mike Webster, and he'll get over it and come back the next year and do well.
Yeah, but I know how we act as being Steelers fans. Is as soon as someone struggles, and so when you play him too early and you see him struggle, then don't give him a chance. So I think there's a reason why you brought in Trubisky. You start him, and if he's going well, and unless he gets injured, there's no real point. Why would you change something that is going good? If Trubisky is going well and we have a record of like 6-2, why would you change it after?
No, I don't think they would. But that's what I'm saying. I think I've sort of said I think Kenny Pickett will play against the Browns even if Trubisky has a great season. I think they're going to want to rush someone there. Hopefully they've got things locked up, right? But when I look at it, I just see these three entry points. I mean, also, the Panthers are doing terrible. We might lose the game against the Panthers because they give Trubisky a rest after that. Because, like, if they're on a losing record and, like, they're not ready for – they don't think Kenny Pickett's ready yet. The Panthers is a good week after the Ravens to rest Trubisky before going Raiders, Ravens, Browns.
What?
Like,
what they could do also is what they did with Big Ben a few times is, look, they could say that Trubisky is injured or, like, got a sore shoulder, but he's not that injured.
Exactly.
The NFL teams do that all the time with players. If you think they don't, you're lying to yourself, because they will start a quarterback and say, well, Trubisky is a bit sore. He can rest for a week, but he's not that sore. He could play, but they'll play the other guy just to give him a rest.
Yeah, but 12-5, 13-4.
Here we go.
The Steelers show. They're going to show out. All right. What else? Anything else you got for the listeners before we wrap it up? I've actually got something for you, but I'll let you go first.
I'm just kind of keen to, I'm keen to see the new era of football. I'm keen to see, like I said, the rookies to see how they can hone their craft and get better with their skills. And we can start to cheer for these guys. Like, you and I have been watching the Steelers for a long time. And it's always been the Big Ben era. Now it's going into where we have Najee and these other fellas on offense. I'm really keen to see this defense. And I think we're at a stage now where we need to get around the team as best we can and support. But I want to see the defense go out there and just tear them to pieces.
So we've got a live chat from someone. I'm going to call out their name, you know, because they're going to, you know, they get to sit and play Keyboard Warrior on Facebook and spit out whatever hate and dislike they like. But it says, your opinion means nothing. It's too early to tell what he will do. Cool. But you know, like people do care at least, you know, Mark and I are not, not paid media people, what have you. But is the national media, is their opinion mean anything? I mean, I always use the common analogy of a vote is a vote. Everyone, no matter how much money you make, no matter how old you are, no matter what experience, I mean, obviously you've got to be old enough to vote. But you vote, you all get the same, everyone's vote is worth the same. So, you know, that we are giving our honest opinions on this. You don't have to like it, but rubbishing an opinion, like our opinion of what this comment is, of so opinion means nothing. That means nothing to us.
Our opinion doesn't matter, but you have the time to comment over 10 words. Man, the internet is the internet. I'm just so overly done with the internet. Exactly. That's why I took some time off to get away from Twitter. I don't go on there that much. It doesn't make any sense. Marvin, mate, like, just chill, relax. We're in May. We're talking Steelers. We're talking about what we love. We're all in the same boat.
I used the analogy
last year, the analogy I used, we're all on the same train. But if you want to hate the team, you sit at the very back and you sit with the luggage because I'm done with you. All right? I'm here to cheer my team. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to talk Steelers. That's all I'm here to do. I'm sick of these keyboard warriors, these internet guys. It takes energy for you to get on the keyboard and type away. We're here to cheer. We're here to cheer and talk about the team. And one last thing, I want to rant here. If you go into the comments and you start calling out the organization, there is no way you'd ever say these things to Mike Tomlin's face, nor would you say these things to Art Rooney the second, nor would you say it to my face. I'm done with it.
Far out. I don't know how you're copping hate about thinking down on players and you're 13-4.
Mate, we're in May, mate. Me and you, we're the black and gold, and we're here to talk the team and talk about everything about the Steelers. Now, if it comes into a pizza podcast, fair enough. It's a podcast. These things are fun. If you don't like us, I'm sorry. But if you do like us, 100%, we appreciate the comments and everything else. I'm just the internet man. We've got to chillax and start to give people respect. And if you don't, what does it say? Your mum would always say, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. All right.
I'll save the point I was going to bring up for next week because it'll take all a little while.
We'll get another comment that doesn't like us and we'll say, oh, these fellas from down under don't know what they're talking about. You and I have been following the team for so long. We understand what this team needs, and that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so.
That's it. And at the end of the day, Mark, what are we all here for? We're all here to cheer.
The Steelers. Go Steelers, am I right?
Oh, how it rips me, but love makes me live for tomorrow.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.